Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Sam Crowley, so amazing to have you. Today is Monday, March 9th. It's a brand new day of a new week of the third month of an amazing year. Oh, Sam, it's not amazing. You don't know the problem. I hear you, man. I want to talk about going through those problems, why you should be actually asking for larger problems. Doesn't make any sense. Well, that's what we do here at EverydaySaturday.com. We never said it was going to make sense. We just said it was going to make you money. Not even money. I shouldn't even say that. Results in your finances, your relationships, and your health. Living a purpose-driven life. That's what we do here at the Everyday Saturday podcast. Hey, real quick, before I get into today's message, I want to remind you, today's the last day to jump on the Speaker Success Vault. $97 for 20, 25 videos, all the PDFs, all the interviews I've done. Really what it is, it's a how-to course on how to launch your own speaking career. So if you've ever had an interest in speaking on stages, and look, I'm not even talking about, you don't got to, you know, think about, I can't speak in front of 1,000 people. How about 10 people and still make the cash register ring in terms of 5-10 grand every time you talk? And you know me, look, I don't lead with the money, even though I think I've talked about money twice now in the first 2 minutes. But I did send an email out. If you're on my list, you saw it Saturday about the single mom, Ellen, who made $7,000. She put on an event with 10 people, sold a product, and made the cash register ring, all because she was real tight on her message. She went through the Speaker Success Vault training. And also, there's an opportunity for you right there. I share my entire presentation, and I take you through the psychology of how to build a PowerPoint. So I even build the PowerPoint for you, really. So go ahead and jump on it, everydaysaturday.com/speak. EverydayisSaturday.com/speak and dive into that offer, 90% off. Hey, ask for larger problems, and I'm going to tell you why. Because if you don't ask for larger problems, you're going to be living the same old, dull, Averageville kind of life and not really growing. And when you're growing, things really happen. It doesn't feel good. I get it. I'm going through a season right now. Let me just share this with you just to be authentic and transparent. It's nothing with my family. My family is incredibly healthy. My marriage is healthy. My relationships are really well right now. But I've invested, I've even following the show since the beginning of the year. I really dove heavy into the Facebook ad game. And I'm out, I don't know, maybe 25, 30 grand so far. And it ain't working in the results of the money coming in. So I think last week I had maybe 2 leads, which is really crazy, man. I mean, 2. Think of it. 1, 2. Yep. That's it. You only got to count twice. 1, 2 leads coming in for an ad spend of maybe, I don't even know, last week. Well, let's say $700, okay? $100 a day. That kept me up at night, Saturday night, and I had to kind of dive in this morning. I got up really early, and I dove into my Infusionsoft and my funnel, and all this may make no sense or anything. It doesn't matter. I'm mainly saying that I asked for these larger problems at the beginning of the year, and I said I am going to really put forth the effort, a concerted effort, to dive into Facebook advertising, put all my chips financially into the table. And here's why. Not because I want to drive an expensive car or live in a bigger house. I don't need that. I don't want for that. I drive a Kia Forte. You know that. All right. My wife takes the minivan around with the kids. We have a family of 6. I drive a Kia Forte, which is exactly what I'm podcasting in right now. The reason I did this is because I really believe that there's somebody out there who has no idea who I am. They have no idea of the possibilities that lie ahead in their life. They're sick and tired of listening to fake gurus out there pumping the prosperity message and how life is beautiful for them and how they don't have any problems and you won't either if you buy, you know, XYZ, fill in the blank. I really believe there's somebody out there that hasn't heard this message before. Maybe I needed to spend $600 just to reach one person last week, you know? And so I'm doing it because I want to expand the reach of the Everyday Saturday message, because I'm going to be dead soon, even if I hit the best home run mortality rate here in the U.S. I'm going to live to 78 years old on average, you know. I guess that's not the best. That would be the average. But you know what's wild? Being a 1986 graduate of high school, I'm seeing now way too regularly people in my graduating class that have died of cancer, a random heart attack. Really freaks me out, man. These are people I can envision their senior photo in my mind, and they're not with us anymore. So that stuff freaks me out, man. And it drives me. Death drives me. And it doesn't drive me in a macabre way. It drives me in an urgency kind of way that I'm always fascinated by people who bitch and moan about, you know, the very, you know, hackneyed kind of lifestyle that they're living. Very, very boring, very common, following, you know, the lemmings off the cliff in the corporate world and, you know, wanting to have to be of this world, you know. And as the Apostle Paul said, man, you know, if you are going to be of this world and have the trappings that come with that, you're going to live a very shallow, non-purpose driven life, you know. That's my interpretation of the Apostle Paul. And I don't want that to happen. So I said at the beginning of this year, I'm going to take a substantial amount of money and trust and have faith, because remember, a faith that's never been tested can't be trusted. And I'm going to trust that I'm going to be able to expand this Everyday Saturday message more on a global basis. And my faith has been tested. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to say here I got 30 grand to just blow. I don't. So my faith is being tested right now that am I in this for the long run, or am I just going to be another one of these in and out, tried it, didn't work, the very thing that I abhor and the thing that I try to give everybody to really dive into and say, look, if you really believe in your message, if you really believe that you've got something special, you've got to be in this thing for the long term. So when I say that, ask for larger problems, I'm living it right now, guys. All right. I do not have this thing figured out. I'm always, I think my wife wishes I wouldn't test things so much as I do. But being married to me for 22 years, I think she knows by now that I'm not trying to jeopardize our family. I'm trying to expand the Everyday Saturday message. So my message for you today is, if you're not willing to put your chips in the middle of the table and solve larger problems, then you're not going to be rewarded. You're just not. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to feel like there's always more out there that you should be doing. And I'm not saying you have to invest 30 grand into anything. I'm not even saying you got to invest money. I'm saying you need to invest. Either you've got money, and if you don't have money, you got time. And I get a real kick. Don't ever get me started when I get these people on the phone when they book a call. And they're like, yeah, I'd love to, man, but I just don't have the time. I'm like, oh, my God, here we go. Somebody needs to hear the priority gospel. You ready? Here comes the Reader's Digest version of that. You don't have time. Isn't that interesting? You don't have time. It's 168 hours in the week, but you don't have an hour or two a day to dedicate to the very thing that you say is the most important thing in your life, which is, you know, whatever, fill in the blank. Mainly, it is living a purpose-driven life, you know? You want to be significant, but you don't have an hour a day to dedicate to significance out of 168 hours in a week. Isn't that interesting? Let me help you reframe that. Can I help you reframe that? Like, yeah, you know, because a lot of the individuals, especially that come on my calendar that don't know me, they don't know I kind of have this little sarcastic, maybe, edge to me. I said, let me help you reframe that. Can I help you reframe that? I say, any time that you feel that's coming on, like I don't have the time, if you can't get to the gym or drinking the green smoothie or dedicating it to your message, building a movement, just say it's not a priority to me. Hey, let me repeat after me. My health is not a priority to me. Therefore, I will not find time to go to the gym. My family is not a priority to me. Therefore, I will continue to make excuses as to why I will not launch my entrepreneurial career, because having a job and being safe and secure is much more of a priority to me than my family and my freedom. That's it. Just say it like that. Okay. Well, hey, thanks for the call. Yeah. Hey, no problem, man. No problem. Hey, by the way, if you'd like to have some dialogue around your dream, giddy up. Let's do it. Get on my calendar. Go to launchwithsam.com. I'll call you. I promise I don't bite. I won't be a jerk on the phone. I actually really love getting on the phone with people and hearing about their dream and then working with them one-on-one. I'm like the old school doctor that still makes house calls with the black bag, the stethoscope, knocking on your door. Instead, it'll be me calling you. Hello. And let's get going. Let's start working together. And your dream will be realized in the sense that that message is not going to stay inside your heart and your mind. It's going to be out there for everybody else to absorb. Does that excite you? And I hope so. Get on my calendar, launchwithsam.com, book a time, and I'll call you. All right? Don't forget everydaysaturday.com/speak. Take advantage of the speaker success vault. And let me leave you with this. Ask for larger problems. Don't ask for life to get easier. It's a great Jim Rohn used to say. Ask for you to grow larger than your problem. And I promise you, man, you start solving bigger problems out there, you're going to start making larger income, and your purpose and significance is going to shoot through the roof is right. All right. Are you with me? Are you with me? All right. Let's get after it, everybody. One, two, three, on three. You ready? Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.